at 11 p.m. according to the it is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's 2.5-ish of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. I feel much better about it this week. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up right about now, it is time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. As you may recall, I'm going to be leaving town for about a week and a half coming up pretty darn soon, so I wanted to make sure that we got an all-radio obituary episode in before I got out of town to make it a little bit easier on our fabulous substitute DJ. That would be DJ Ryan D from the Music Savage Show every Friday morning here at WMFO. You've had him before, and he's coming back because he likes you that much. Thanks for being so good to him. I'm sure you will welcome him when he makes it back into the actual WMFO studios to do that episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. At least I think he's going to be there. Pretty exciting, no matter what. So stay tuned for that coming up 2 weeks from tonight. That would be June 25th. So like I said, it's good to get a little radio obituary out of your system, especially when you're running a backlog like we are these days. So that means it's all radio obituaries tonight. And also it means that I'm going to start it out the way that I always do, by reminding you, the listener, to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. We're going to jump right in to the initial radio obituary for Grandpa Elliot, the veteran street musician in New Orleans. He played harmonica, he sang, and he was just a general street icon in New Orleans. As a young man, he made the rounds as a soul singer in local clubs, going on to record singles with arranger Wardell Kreuzig. In the early 60s, he relocated to New York City with his family, where he played the streets in between regular gigs, including a role in the stage revival of Showboat. He also helped the Dixie Cups go to New York, opened on a tour with the Temptations, and even cut a few of his own singles. Grandpa Elliot just passed away at 77. It's the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. ¶¶
a Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. I got in town a month ago, seen a lot of girls since then. If I need them, I can get them, but yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape that I'm in. Oh, another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got this money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Another fella told me he had a sister that looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance of a cat named Frankenstein. Oh, another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got the money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find a honey to help me spend his money, I'm gonna have to blow this town. Oh, another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Another fella told me he had a sister that looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance of a cat named Frankenstein. Oh, another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got this money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful way.
Ooh.
The Post initial radio obituary is for Ernie Andrews, the American jazz, blues, and pop singer. He was born in Philly, but he grew up in L.A. and is said to have been discovered by the songwriter Joe Green in 1945. Green went on to write Ernie's biggest hit, Soothe Me. Ernie was a member of the Harry James Orchestra, debuting in 1958 at the Blue Note in Chicago, and he recorded on Columbia Records as well as other labels, but his career declined in the 1960s and 70s. Ernie Andrews just passed away at 94. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Be nice to me, baby, in everything you do. Be nice to me, baby, in everything you do. If you're nice to me, baby, I'll be so nice to you. When you hold me tender, like you hold me in my dream. When you hold me tender, like you hold me in my dream. If you kiss me, pretty baby, forgive me if I dream. Like a star out on the ocean, like a feather in the breeze. My heart's in your hand, do with it what you please. So be nice to me, baby, everything you do. If you're nice to me, baby, I'll be so nice.
Give me a good woman every time. Give me a good woman. Tired of lying, I want a woman whose hand will massage my head. Thrill me till I'm almost dead. Give me a good woman. Give me a good woman every time. Give me a warm female every time. Give me a good woman. Tired of crying, I want a woman whose eyes are melancholy brown, who can really get with it when the sun goes down. Give me a good woman. Give me a good woman every time. Give me a good woman every time. Give me a good woman, strictly mine. I want a woman who can show, who can wash and cook. Who could boil me some greens without looking in a book? Give me a good woman. Give me a good woman every time. Give me a good woman every time. Give me a good woman that'll tell me I'm fine. I want a woman who remembers when Daddy says, think, where did you get that Cadillac and that knocked out mink? Give me a good woman. Give me a good woman. Give me a good woman every time.
Hickory dickory dock. Hickory dickory dock. Hickory dickory, hickory dickory,
hickory dickory dock,
mop.
Hickory dickory dock, the mouse ran up the clock. Just as I was getting ready to kiss my steady, hickory dickory dock. Hickory dickory dock, the mouse ran down the clock. I thought I was dreaming, so she began screaming, hickory dickory dock. Oh my, why do the gals have to be so dainty and shy? My, my, by the time she finally got settled, it was time for me to say goodbye. Hickory dickory dock, Mr. Mouse, stay off the clock. Especially when I'm getting ready for a petting, hickory dickory dock.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we're in an all-radio obituary episode tonight. We'll even take a look at the radio obituary statistics a little bit later on. Right now, we want to move on to the next radio obituary for Carlos Barbosa Lima, the Brazilian classical and jazz guitarist. He spent most of his career as a recitalist on international concert tours, but he often appeared as a soloist or with orchestras. He just passed away at 77. It's the next radio obituary for Carlos Barbosa Lima. Oh, with one of those tunes. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Thank you. The cleanup radio obituary is for Paul Vance, the American songwriter and record producer, primarily known for his work in the 1950s through the 1970s. His most successful song compositions, all written with Lee Pockris, included Catch a Falling Star, Tracy, and Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. He started writing song lyrics in his early teens before he went to the Army. He co-wrote the big hit Catch a Falling Star in 1957, and it became a hit by Perry Como and topped the Billboard's Most Played by Jockeys chart. It ended up being the very first gold record certified by the RIAA. In all, Vance wrote over 300 songs. They were recorded by people like Johnny Mathis, Paul Anka, Tommy James and the Shondells, and many, many others. He recorded a few of his own songs, like the 1959 Columbia Records release called The Chick, came out under the moniker Lee and Paul. In 1964, he released a song that became a big favorite for this wee Belinda, Leader of the Laundromat by the Detergents, a spoof of Leader of the Pack by the Shangri-Las. He wrote so much, he was eventually nominated for an induction into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Paul Vance just passed away at 92. It's the cleanup radio obituary with some ridiculously silly songs and a couple of others right here. Oh, but I was going to say, last week we even played something that was credited to him as a writer, Catch a Pickled Herring, a spoof of Catch a Falling Star. We're always so far ahead of the curve right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
When the record goes around. So my eager heart begins to pound while the record goes around. That same old song keeps on playing over and over and over. I know, I guess I should change it, but I just can't let you go. And so the record goes around. Thank you.
dear darling, more and more each day. No kiss but your kiss makes me feel that way. You thrill me completely like nobody can. That's why I love you, Joanne.
Joanne, my name is Susie. You should be ashamed, you're kissing Susie. Not some other flame. You've known so many other girls, you're always in a daze. You absent-minded lover, you, you better change your ways.
Change my ways? But really, darling, how can I forget those precious moments? I still tingle yet. Oh, the way you trembled when I held you tight. There's no forgetting last night.
Last night? Last night I stayed home, reading in my bed. You must have been loving someone else instead. You've known so many other girls, you're always in a daze. You absent-minded lover, you, you better change your ways.
Change my ways? No matter, darling, what you've said or done, I promise you, dear, that you're the only one. One thing I'll remember, and this I swear to do. Next week I'll marry you.
Next week? We're supposed to get married at 3 this afternoon. I'm hoping you'll show up for our honeymoon. You've known so many other girls, you're always in a daze. You absent-minded lover, you, you'd better change your way.
I think my man is getting old. The moon, she is shining through the trees. The temperature is up to 100 degrees. My husband complains that he's feeling cold. I think my man is getting old. All he says is put more wood on the fire, girl. Put more wood on the fire. Oh, put more wood on the fire, girl. I think my man is getting old.
So cold, so cold. Close the window, he is cold.
I bought him some pills for his energy, to fill him full of life and vitality. But all of those vitamins you can keep, he ate them all and went to sleep. All he says is put more wood on the fire, girl. Put more wood on the fire, girl. Put more wood on the fire, girl. I think my man is getting old.
Close the window, he is so cold, so cold. Close the window, he is cold.
I sent for some perfume from Paris, France, guaranteed to put any man in a trance. I tried it on my husband and finally he took me in his arms and said to me, baby, put more wood on the fire, girl. Put more wood on the fire, girl. Put more wood on the fire, girl. I think my man is getting. My man is getting old.
never loved him. He never reached me. He was just someone I knew. I think about him on alternate Thursdays when I haven't got anything better to do. He's got a problem. I need him. I couldn't care less now that we're through. I only sit home and wait for his phone call when I haven't got anything better to do. Never moved me. Nothing fantastic, thrilling or new. So if I'm crying, I'm only crying 'cause I haven't got anything better to do.
I got a man that's more than 8 foot tall, 4 foot shoulders, and that ain't all. King size papa, he's my king size papa. I take the door off the hinges when my baby comes to call. There's such a lot of him, the way he grew, enough to last till 1992. King size papa, he's my king size papa. He's a real super daddy and he knows just what to do. No one can thrill me like my baby can. He's such an extraordinary man. King size papa, he's my king size papa. Never was nothing like him since the day the world began. He's around, there's not a thing I lack. When he loves me, he holds nothing back. King size papa, he's my king size papa. Everything that I need, he carries in his king size pack. They built a boulder dam, the Empire State, and then they made my man, and is he great? King size papa, he's my king size papa. He's the one in a million who can really keep me straight. He's got big strong arms to hold me tight, then he squeezes me with all his might. King size papa, he's my king size papa. He's my one big moment and I'll keep him right inside.
Tells me I'm the only one. Just gives me what's left when some other gal's done. Hand me down clothes, that's all I'm wearing. Warmed over dreams, that's all I'm sharing. He never gives me anything that's new, just secondhand goods. I gotta make do. I'm such a fool to hang around. He wouldn't care if I'd leave. But still I know if I I'd be unhappy and grieve. Must have that man, no doubt about it. I need his love, can't do without it. So I'll be his until my life is done. 'Cause secondhand love is better than none. 'cause secondhand love is better than none. I feel around like a cast of gloves. I feel I'm lucky to get any kind of love.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we are in an all-radio obituary episode tonight. Radio obituaries like that one that we just did for Paul Vance, those are really rabbit holes for me, as you can well imagine. And I'll look up, and I will have spent way too much time on a single radio obituary. But on a night like tonight, when we have as many in the backlog as we do, we got to pick up the pace a little bit, but we'll never, ever be able to avoid those little rabbit holes that we find on a regular basis. There's a few of them in tonight's show, to be honest. But I digress, as often I do, as we turn our attention to the radio obituary for Gayo Sedano, the Honduran musician and producer. He was best known for his performances at a variety of jazz festivals with his band or in his rock jazz trio. He just passed away at 48. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Obituary for Bob DeMeo, the American jazz drummer. He was a studio musician with Blue Note Records back in the early 1980s, and his first recordings were made in New York City with Artie Simmons and the Jazz Samaritans. He went on to accompany artists like George Benson, Nancy Wilson, and John Hendricks. Bob DeMeo just passed away at 66. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Now let me digress while we tell you the rest and talk about triangles and other things that come in threes. This is a story of love and hate in a third degree, of unholy trinities and morbid geometries. Three three triangles that all intertwine, triangular tales of historical crimes. The first from the past will influence the last. Triangle one's the son of a gun, the story of a slave institution, the kidnapped breaking, the sweat and the death that paid for an industrial revolution. To Caribbean islands, conquistadors came looking for gold to bring back to Spain. The British and Dutch, they wanted their due. The Danes and the French were in on it too. Within a few years, the oil was gone. Indians murdered, but Europe's hunger was long. So the plantation system became the way to get gold from those islands upon which they preyed. One third of Africa was taken away in colonial ships to Caribbean graves. They made sugar, tobacco, cotton, and rice, all kinds of products to fatten the whites. Sugar to New England would fill kegs of rum. Plenty New Yorkers got rich on this run. Then rum bound for Africa pays for more slaves. This, roughly put, was the triangle slave trade. The genocidal triangle is what's happening now to the colonized, oppressed, the black and the brown. This three-sided form was made in hell, where unemployment leads to crime and then a jail cell. The constantly impoverished are driven to crime. The victims are caught and their whole people does time. Unemployment, crime, prison. The genocidal triangle is meant to keep the rich in power while the oppressed strangle. Now our vision of the Trilateral Commission, with their mushroom-clouded plan for every boy, girl, woman, and man. Europe, America, and Japan are trying to do the best they can to control a world going out of their hand. To make a future where it's safe to invest, keep racking their dough and sowing their mess. So they formed in a gang they call a group, all slicking their ties and polished jackboots. With knives in their eyes and hands to the gun, they plan among themselves what to do with everyone. They talked and they wrote and they pushed and they smoked. Tempers grew hot and arguments flew. Capitalist competition made quite a stew. At last from the overstuff room their position, the crisis of democracy by Rockefeller's Trilateral Commission. The trouble with democracy, these businessmen cry, is that demand is always more than supply. Whatever freedoms the people get, they're not satisfied, they want more yet. Democracy's great, but it makes governments weak. Like all the times the people took to the streets. The black and the brown were the worst of the lot, wanting a place at the table and not in the pot. Social movements caused such dread. Police programs formed to kill leaders in bed. They killed them on podiums, they killed them on the stand. Don't want oppressed people free in the land. Clearly they tell us it's not enough to go around. It's only the haves to whom freedom's bound. And the way to ensure this democracy stays is to keep the one-time passive and unorganized groups in their place. Or to say in the words that they use, maintain a measure of apathy and non-involvement of certain individuals and groups. These black and brown people must be returned to passivity and defeatism, or we all will burn. So their triabolical scheme is pretty well laid. Forewarned is forearmed, with resistance we're safe. With resistance we're safe.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And now we have the radio obituary for Beryl Virtue, the English television producer, media executive, and agent. She was also the founder and chairman of the independent television production company Hartswood Films. In her early career, her friend, Alan Simpson, invited her to join Associated London Scripps as a secretary, and she began working with the Writers' Cooperative in 1955. In that position, she started by typing up Spike Milligan's scripts for The Goon Show. Later, she was tasked with phoning the BBC regarding contracts for Alan Simpson and his colleague, Ray Galton. From there, she ended up becoming a negotiator and an agent almost by accident, and she represented comedy writers Spike Milligan, Eric Sykes, and Terry Nation. She also represented comedians Tony Hancock and Frankie Howard. In 1967, she was invited by Robert Stigwood to join his company, where she became an executive producer. Her first production was The Plank in 1967, and she was also involved in selling British television formats to the U.S. That included selling Steptoe and Son, which became Sanford and Son, and Till Death Do Us Part, which turned into All in the Family. And in 1975, she was the co-executive producer of the cinema version of The Who's rock opera Tommy. She just passed away at 90. It's the radio obituary for Beryl Virtue right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Gotta go out. You gotta go out. You gotta go. Ha ha ha. If you wanna go out, you gotta go out. You gotta go out. You gotta go out. If you wanna go out, just say it every morning. Say it every night. Say it under water. You will feel all right, but you gotta go out. You gotta go out. You gotta go out. If you wanna go out, yeah, you gotta go out.
Going to go out.
You gotta go out.
He's going to go out.
You gotta go out. If you wanna go out.
He's just been ill.
You gotta go out. You gotta go out. You gotta go out. If you wanna go out. You say it every morning. Say it every night. You say it underwater. You gotta go out.
You gotta go. You gotta go.
If you wanna go.
You got to rock and roll in a roll call way. You got to march with a Marilyn Monroe sway. You got to rock and roll with your old kick bag. But you mustn't ever mention her name in the mess. And if you want to know the title of this number, it's a Major Dennis Brudnut rock and roll call rumba. Left, 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 right, left. Quick, slow, quick, quick, slow. In, out. In out. Pick up your gun, shove a bullet up the spell. That's a dance they do from a dress to Pango Pango. It's a Major Dennis Bloodnut rock and roll called Tango. Oh. Hoi dum diddle, floaty ho. Bum baby, bum a cha. yum diddle dee doo doo doo.
Stop that sinful naughty record type music. Stop it, I say! Stop it! Oh, stop it!
Oh! Pardon me, patties and soul of me, Toby. Why, do me beady old eyes deceive me, or is it? No, no, it can't be. But yes, it is. It's me old childhood sweetheart, Spotty Minnie Bannister.
No.
The darling of Roper's Light Horse.
Minnie, Minnie, oh!
Bless my soul, madam. Oh, what are you doing here? Nothing